Blind Cool Tech, March 25, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Larry Skuchkon.
I'm here at the CSUN conference with Steve Landau of Touch Graphics. And if you will remember earlier on this year, or last year, Josh Mealy did a presentation for Blind Cool Tech about the, T-Map?
T-Map.
Yeah.
Tactile Map Automated Production.
Yes. Well, Josh and Touch Graphics have merged forces, so to speak.
Correct.
And Steve's company has a, well, why don't you go ahead and you can tell us about it much better than I can.
Okay. Let's see. We have a thing called a talking tactile tablet. We call it the TTT for short. Some people call it T3. In Europe, they like that name. I don't know why. But, so anyhow, this is a very inexpensive gizmo. It's basically, it's a off-the-shelf touchscreen placed into a metal tray. It has a hinged top that you can open, and you can slap any one of a large number of overlay sheets onto this thing. And since the touchscreen is connected via USB to your computer, every time you touch that overlay, the computer knows where you're touching, and it provides you with audio responses that are, relevant or appropriate for the picture that you happen to be looking at.
Right.
So this is a very straightforward concept, and it's been around for quite a long time. Some of your listeners may be familiar with some earlier products.
The Nomad, for instance,
Which was really a pioneer in that field. And but what we're trying to do is to leverage that concept into sort of a universal platform for audio tactile interactive computing.
Okay.
In order to do that, we came up with what we call a tactile graphic user interface. And that is a whole collection of controls that are placed on the tactile sheets themselves that allow you to control the system, make menu selections, and do other things. And by doing them, by placing the those arrows and buttons right on the tactile sheet, we are able to avoid the cost and complexity of a device that includes a lot of physical buttons and barcode readers and other kinds of features that typically drive up the cost of accessible technologies and products.
Plus, you've got a standard user interface for all the overlays.
Exactly.
It makes it easy for people to navigate through the system.
That's right. So, kind of like Windows. When in Windows, the user who has never looked at a new application will have some instant intuitive familiarity with how it works, just because they've done other Windows programs. And we have the same idea. For example, every user knows that in order to go to the main menu of options, they press a plus sign, a little cross shape that turns in the upper right corner of every sheet.
Okay.
Once they've done that, they also know that they can navigate through the menus using the up and down arrows to scroll through the options. And then there's a circle button right between the up and down arrows that is like a select.
Okay.
So they select an option.
All right.
And everything also is audio described. So while you're doing these things, the narrator is saying, he's telling you exactly what to do every step of the way.
Yeah.
So a new user doesn't have to ask for help or consult instructions, because it's all sort of built in. It's, a lot of it's in human voice narration, so it's real high quality speech and stuff like that. We've really tried to make it self-explanatory, let's say, self-teaching. However, you know, for more advanced users, all of those instructions can be bypassed because I know how annoying it can be to have something that talks to you too much.
Right.
So it's a balancing act, you know, figuring out how to accommodate the whole range of potential users, from the least sophisticated. I mean, we've got kindergarten kids using this thing up to high-power computer professionals. So, you know, really...
Well, the kind of applications are almost unlimited for this. This is and you support the multiple layers of information, if I remember correctly, which I guess we're about to see here in just a moment.
Sure, as we approach our destination,
five, coming in for a landing here.
At the Hilton LAX Hotel. Hello. My colleague Helen Holman.
Hi, Helen. I'm Larry Skudkon. Nice to meet you.
Larry's with APH. He's doing a podcast of a little demo that he's of our system. And walk him through it. Mostly, we're going to be looking at the TMAP program, which is a talking map application that allows you to make street maps of any neighborhood on demand. But it might also be useful for 1 second to just look at some of the other things. So right now, if you look at the map on the table in front of you, you'll see that's the TTT. And I believe she's got the U.S. map up on the screen.
Okay.
So that's a map of the United States.
Phoenix.
That's a city. That's a capital city, because that's the little trumpet sound, so you know that's the capital.
And there's Tucson, I'll bet.
Tucson.
Very good. Very good.
And if you hold
Tucson
down on it, do you get more info?
Let's find out. T-U-C-S-O-N.
Tucson, that's one of those weird spellings, you know, that you wouldn't know otherwise.
Yeah.
So the ability...
New Mexico.
We always layer information like that, and we use the duration of the user's press in order to reveal additional layers. That way... A simple diagram can actually be embedded with an almost endless amount of information, which is quite different from the traditional tactographic, which is very limited in the amount of information that you can put in, because usually you've got to use Braille labeling,
right,
and those labels are so big that you really can't fit anything of significance.
Yep.
So
as we look at this map, we just see outlines of the states and some and dots for major cities, it looks like.
You'll also notice some dotted lines. Those are the major rivers.
Yeah.
See if you can...
There's the Rio Grande, I'll bet.
Rio Grande.
That's right. And that little splash sound. These earcons as a way of highlighting information or classifying information.
Okay.
The same way that italics are used, bold print is used in a print map. We want to make it sort of instantaneous that you know what class of information you are looking at.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, also those things can be a little annoying, so you can turn them off if you find them a little bit repetitive.
Okay.
So, now I want you to find the plus sign in the upper right corner and press that once, and we'll go to the main menu of options, like I was telling you, all the way in the upper right corner of the sheet. Far right.
Oh, I'm not right.
Main menu.
That's it.
Press the up and down arrows to move through the menu choices, and then press the circle button to select one.
So why don't you give that a try?
We'll press down arrow.
Map list. Index. Distance.
And if we listen...
To find the distance between any two points on this map, press the circle button now. Facts. To learn facts about any state shown on this map, press the circle button.
Let's do that.
If you want to hear facts about one of the states shown on this map, please press it now. Otherwise, press the plus sign to return to the main menu.
Okay.
What state do you want to know about?
Let's see what we got here.
Kentucky, for example?
Let's do that.
To hear facts about Iowa, press the circle button. Or to learn facts about a different place on this map, press that place now.
Let's see, let me get myself oriented here.
NA3. Sorry, there are no facts available. To hear facts about Missouri, press the circle. To hear facts about Tennessee. About Kentucky, press the circle button. Or to learn facts about a different place on this map, press.
Funny pronunciation.
Main menu. Detroit. Kentucky.
No one's from Missouri.
You got to go back to the facts because he went to the main menu. Okay.
Map list. Indent. Distance. Fact. Aborigine.
Darn it. Okay, let me hit the main menu.
Main menu. Press. Distance. Facts.
Oops,
glossary.
Up there.
Facts. To hear facts about Kentucky, press the circle button. Or to learn fact, press the right and left arrows to move through the fact categories. Then press the circle. Surroundings. Nickname. Area. Topography. Climate. Population. Capital. Other cities. Other large cities: Lexington, Louisville, Owensboro, Bowling Green, Covington. To hear another fact about this place,
now, if you press
the right
state
and left
right
arrows
now,
to
you
move
hear that
through
information
the fact
about
categories.
That state.
Oregon, other cities, other large cities: Portland, Eugene, Gresham, Beaverton, Hillsborough, Medford, Springfield, Bend, Corvallis. To hear another fact about this place,
nice.
Press the right and left arrows to move through the fact
categories.
The last
thing I want to show
or you can
press
another
place.
Main menu.
I go to the index.
Press the up and down arrow. Map. Index. Index. Press the up arrow to find a place on this map. Index for this map. Use the left and right arrows to move through the letters of the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F.
Are you fine? Let's try to look at for F.
Now use the up and down arrows to move through a list of place names that begin with the letter F. Florida. Georgia. Great Salt Lake.
Let's find the Great Salt Lake.
Okay.
Now press anywhere on this sheet to have your finger guided to Great Salt Lake. Go north. Go north. Go east. Go north. Go east. Go west. You have found Great Salt Lake. You can continue to use the index.
You must be
Great Salt Lake.
Okay, so that's the atlas, and you know we have the whole world, 43 sheets. It's developed in conjunction with the National Geographic, so the maps are really, really trustworthy.
Nice.
It's all based on stuff that they've checked and approved, because they wouldn't let their name go. Otherwise, but now let's switch over to PMAP, because
okay.
That's really what we're here for today. That's the newest and the greatest thing that we have at the moment. Let's see, where would that one be? Here's one. Okay, so now what we're going to do is press the plus sign for 3 seconds.
Okay.
And you'll see, that's how you change sheets.
Press the dot in the upper left corner until you hear a chime sound.
And put the new one in.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you how to set up a sheet. First thing you got to do is a final little dot in the upper left corner.
Okay.
And you want to press that. It's like a letter G, actually. All the way to the left. See it?
Yeah.
Press the dot in the lower right corner until you hear a different chime sound.
That's the calibration routine.
Okay.
Press the first bar in the ID strip, moving from left to right.
So there's these three bars that run across the top. Now this is an embossed sheet, so the bars look like little vertical embossed lines.
All right, let's press
You're gonna press the first one.
Now press the second bar to the right. Finally press the last bar to...
Okay.
This is Talking T-Map. Please wait a moment while that program is loaded.
So now we're switching over to a synthetic speech because...
Map of West Ohio Street and North Illinois Street is now loaded. You can press on streets to hear their names and other information. Or press the plus, West New York Street. North Capitol Avenue. North
Indiana.
Capitol Avenue.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Huh? West Ohio.
We picked
West
that because
Ohio
neither of us
Street.
Have been there before, so
okay.
We knew we wouldn't be prejudiced or anything. So now you're just touching streets and exploring the map. But there's a whole bunch of different things that you can do here besides just that.
All right.
There's a keypad right below the arrows. Now, in this case, the arrows are up below the plus sign. Yeah, you see the circle.
Yep.
And the four arrows.
I do.
Okay, now below that there's an outline North of
capital
the keypad.
Spelled N.
If you press the one.
T. H. Facing north. Address. North Capitol Avenue.
That repeats the name of the last thing you press. You press the two.
Facing north. Addresses on right 121 to 199.
Wow.
Addresses on left 100 block length 220 feet.
That was the three. And if you press the four, you get something else.
All right. Spelled N O R T H. North Scioto Street.
Okay, so we have
North Scioto Street.
We also have a main menu here. If you press the plus sign, we'll go to the main menu, and you can see how to find things.
Main menu. Press the up. Okay. Press anywhere on the new sheet for 3 seconds to continue.
Oh, okay, so you pressed it a little too long. So yeah. we're gonna start it over again. So press the press anywhere for 3 seconds to start again.
Press the dot in the upper left corner until
you
hear a chime sound.
See how fast it goes once you know how to do it.
Press the dot in the...
Oops, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention to the
instructions. There's a problem. You will have to do the setup again.
You gotta press
Start
the two
by
dots
pressing
the
first
the
setup dot in the upper left corner.
Okay.
Be sure to use...
She thinks you made a mistake. She gives
press
you a little
the dot
more
in
detailed
the lower
instructions.
Right corner until you hear a different...
Our three.
Correct.
Press the first bar in the ID. Now press the second. Finally press the last.
Okay, we're back.
This is Talking T-Map. Please wait a moment while that program is loaded. Map of West Ohio Street and North Illinois Street is now loaded. You can press on streets to hear their names and other information. Or press the plus sign
go
to go to the
main menu.
So press and release the plus.
Main menu. Press
the
up and down arrows to move through the four menu up. Exit. Help. Settings. Distance cup index. Exit. To index. Press the up and down arrows to move through the index. East Court Street. East Market Street. East New York Street. East Ohio Street. Now touch the map anywhere to have your finger led to. East Ohio Street. 4. Press the up and down arrows to move through a list of two advanced index options.
Okay, so press the down arrow again. We're going to hear the advanced index options because you're an advanced guy.
All right.
Press it again.
Find a specific address on East Ohio Street.
Do it again. Press it again.
Find an intersection with East Ohio Street.
Nice. Now press the circle.
Press the up and down arrows to move through a list of four intersecting streets. North Meridian, North Scioto Street. United States West Up United. Now touch the map anywhere to have your finger led to the intersection of East Ohio. Go east. Go east. Go east. Go east. Go east. Go south. East Ohio.
Straight
East
straight
Ohio
to
Street.
Nice.
So this is pretty revolutionary. You can find any intersection in the country. You can also enter in an address. Let's say I go...
Main menu, index. Press the up and down. East Court Street, East Market Street. Now touch the map and find a specific address on East Market Street.
Okay.
Enter the address
really
that you want to find on the TTT keypad. Then press the 1.
I'm
going
to press 100. That might not be a real address on that street.
0.
Okay.
Now touch the map anywhere to have your finger led
to.
100
to
East Market Street.
Right.
Go south. Go south. Go south. Go east.
Now, if I go the wrong way.
Usually, go east means move your hand to the right.
That's a gentle
go east. Go east. Go north.
Okay, let me
you
ask
found
you this.
100
Steve.
East Market Street.
Sure.
You can enter a new address.
I'm
to
at
find
home, and I've got an embosser, and I've got a touch, a T cubed.
T cubed? That's a new one.
Can I emboss a map and put it on here?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Can you demonstrate that?
Unfortunately, I don't have an embosser with me. I couldn't fit it on the plane.
Yeah, so, I bet.
But the process is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
How it works is you go to Josh's website,
right,
and you fill out a form, and you say the address of the intersection in the city you want, and then you check off a box that says for TTT. And that tells the server that you want to use it with speech.
Okay.
So it formats it into an SVG file,
mm-hmm.
and it sends you an email with an attached file in the format. You double-click on that attachment, and it just instantly sends it out to your embosser.
Nice.
And you comes out of your embosser. It's got the three ID bars, and those three ID bars, incidentally, are unique to your system because we needed to know we had to query your system to find out what's an available combination.
Right.
So
okay.
we have to send out a little query, find out what you've got right. currently on your system. And then the map embosses a minute later, stick it on your TTT, set to the setup, of course, and you're off. So the okay. idea of this is, this isn't a travel, something you bring with you when you travel. It's more of a way to prepare for a trip or a new neighborhood or to start thinking about, you know, getting familiar with a neighborhood before traveling.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so inexpensive to do. That we're hoping that people will do it routinely.
Man, that is revolutionary. It really is. Okay, contact info for Touch Graphics.
Okay, well, we're at www.touchgraphics.com. And we also have an 800 number, which I have to look at my card to remember what it is. 1-800-884-2440.
Okay.
And I also want to mention one other little advertisement.
All right.
While we're at it.
Sure.
We're also now the proud partners of Exceptional Teaching, which is Sally Mengel's firm. Sally passed away tragically about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and her firm has been taken over by a couple of very nice people, the Holmans in Pleasanton, California, and we've teamed up with them now to bring out SAL 2, which is a Braille literacy course for the TTT. And this is exactly the same program as some of your listeners may remember from SAL, SAL 1 or
yeah.
SAL Senior.
Sal Classic.
Classic Sal, that's right.
Original
yep.
Sal.
And it's exactly the same thing, so it's based on really thoughtful,
yeah.
pedagogical...
A lot of research went into
research and time-tested methods, and yet it takes advantage of the latest computer technology, and really... it's about one, I have to say also, it's about 1/8 the cost of the original system. So we're really proud about that. And hopefully we'll get this into people's hands and
yeah.
Get some Braille literacy, light a fire under that.
Nice. And what is the cost of your system?
Well, the TTT itself is $659 US, and that comes with a whole bunch of software. We've got the world map. The match game, which I didn't challenge you in because I didn't want to humiliate you too.
You've been practicing,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And also we have an authoring tool which permits teachers and others to make their own talking tactile pictures using their own voice to record information in layered.
And is that accessible?
That is completely accessible.
Nice.
All authoring is done on the TTT.
Okay.
So you take a tactile picture that you've made, whether you've output from a computer, and you trace your finger around each shape that you want to define or tag with audio.
Uh-huh.
Press the circle when you're done tracing it, and then speak into a mic.
Okay.
Make your tag, and then keep doing that until you've got the entire picture annotated.
Okay.
So that's
nice.
We really take accessibility very seriously for our authoring products. We don't.
Glad to hear that.
Things are, yeah, we go well. It's just good sense because so many of the teachers out
yeah.
there are visually impaired.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that. Half of our, you know, that those people are
absolutely
supported and comfortable in using this equipment.
Now, this partnership with the folks with SAL, do we can buy overlays and a curriculum from you as well that'll go on to our existing TTT?
Correct.
And how much is that?
The books are $159 each, and like for example, the first two books that we've made, which is. learning Braille letters and readiness for reading Braille. It's part of the young readers, ages 5 through 12, curriculum. Each one of those books consists of 120 tactile overlay sheets, and it comes in a little plastic pouch, and it comes with a CD and also a really great teacher's manual in both print and digital format. And so those are $159. And you've got to sit your student down there and come back a month later. And
it's safe to say that this truly is a comprehensive, interactive Braille tutorial system, correct?
I believe it is. I'm not an expert on Braille education. Perhaps Helen Holman, who's standing here, wants to chime in on that.
Well, please do.
The course, which is the Mangold Braille Reading Program, is Dr. Mangold's original program, which was the non-SAL version, which is very well known. The course is both books inclusive, so book one teaches tactual perception, and book two introduces the alphabet.
Okay.
It is intended to be used with a teacher, but because it is now on the TTT, the student gets immediate feedback, whether they're right or wrong. They get their score right away. So basically, a teacher can introduce the skills needed for learning Braille, and then ask the student to work on several sheets.
Okay.
And that student then has the opportunity to practice and repeat the sheets and try to improve their score. And then when the teacher, if say for an itinerant teacher who then comes back, there's a teacher tool that the TTT keeps track of the student's progress and keeps track of how they did on each individual sheet.
Very nice. The
teacher then that has a log.
I sincerely apologize for the fact that our batteries ran out at this point. There were probably about 10 more minutes left in this, but I hope this will give you a good idea of touch graphics.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.